Hey everybody, it's November 6th and welcome to Pray Today. And I can't believe we're under 2 months from being done with Pray Today. I can't wait to share with you what our spiritual development plan will be for next year. But let me give you who listen to Pray Today a little hint. We will still have a daily devotional that I will record. That's the plan anyhow. So pray for me as I develop that, will you? Today is November 6th, and we are thinking of things that we need to thank God for. And today you might think that I'm a little off my rocker, but today I want to thank God for, are you ready for this? I want to thank God for troubles. You heard me right. I want to thank God for troubles. There's an old quote that says, if you only pray when you're in trouble, you're in trouble. And so many people pray when they're in trouble. And I want to pray today and thank God for troubles. And here's why. Because there are benefits for going through difficulties. First and foremost, trouble can be used to draw us to God. God always wants us to be drawn to Him. And I'm not saying that every time we experience trouble or difficulties, it's because we're supposed to draw to Him. But God wants us to draw close to Him as one of the results of all of the problems that we have. Another thing is this: trouble can be used to help us understand others' struggles so we can minister to them. I cannot tell you how many times God has equipped me to help others because I've been through something similar. And I tell you what, people listen when they know that you understand. But how can we understand others' troubles if we haven't been through difficulties ourselves? Romans 5, the 2nd through the 5th verse, says this: and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let's go back to that part. But we glory in our sufferings. That just means that we are able to see beauty in our sufferings. Suffering's not fun. Troubles aren't fun. Difficulties aren't fun. Hurt and pain are never fun. When people say, it hurts so good, I don't really understand that phrase, because no hurt is good. But God can use hurt for good. If you ever had a deep tissue massage, when I get a massage, I tell the person doing the massage, I want you to do a deep tissue massage. If it doesn't hurt, it's not a good massage to me. And it inflicts pain, but that pain ends up benefiting me. God wants to use the pain and the trouble in our lives to refine us and to bring us closer to Him. Let's pray about that. Father, thank you so much that you allow us to go through difficulties. And as we go through these difficulties, I know full well, Lord, that you desire, regardless of the reason for the difficulties, and sometimes I don't know what the reason is, but despite the reason, or no matter the reason, you want me to use these opportunities to draw close to you, to develop perseverance, to develop my character, and to bring me hope. And as your scriptures say, hope doesn't put me to shame because your love has been poured out into me through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the difficulties that draw me closer to you, that bring me godly character I would not otherwise have. And Lord, I will stop short of asking for difficulties, but I won't stop short of saying thank you, Lord, for those things I have been through, that I continue to go through, and that I will go through, that bring glory to you, even though they're uncomfortable and difficult. In Jesus' name, amen.